In this bulletin, the World Health Organization approves the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine for emergency use. Australian scientists join the United Nations in the fight against global hunger. And in sport, world number one Ash Barty qualifies for the Australian Open quarterfinals. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic. Australia's coronavirus vaccine rollout will begin next week. After the first doses of the Pfizer vaccine arrived in Sydney, more than 142,000 doses have been taken to a secure location and batches are due to be assessed for damage and quality. Health Minister Greg Hunt says 80,000 doses of the shipment will be released in the first week, with aged care and quarantine workers first in line to be vaccinated.
There will be a mix in the first week of rural and urban, every state, every territory. Further details will be made available later this week once we've confirmed the ability of individual facilities to be ready next week.
Authorities in Victoria are yet to rule out an extension to Victoria's five-day lockdown, as the state recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19 on Monday. Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed the case is a woman who attended a function with an infectious hotel quarantine worker on the 6th of February. A total of 17 people linked to the Melbourne Airport Holiday Inn have now tested positive for COVID-19. Mr. Andrews says he was not in a position to confirm the lockdown would end as planned on Wednesday.
This is not the 2020 virus. This is a very different virus. And if you want to look at systems that can't handle things, well, have a look at Europe. Have a look at so many parts of the world. They're dealing with what happens when this UK strain runs wild. There's just no pulling it up.
In the meantime, Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says the state will keep its hard border with Victoria until at least midnight on Wednesday. Up to 38 people face fines of over $5,000 in the Northern Territory for potential breaches of self-isolation directions since the Greater Melbourne area was declared a coronavirus hotspot. Officials have conducted 270 compliance checks since Friday. Incident Controller Acting Commander Scott Pollock says that over the weekend, officials were unable to immediately contact 38 people who were supposed to be in self-isolation. The World Health Organization has listed AstraZeneca and Oxford University's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The approval widens its access to the developing world. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says this is another major step in bringing the pandemic under control on a global scale. The treatment of women working in federal parliament is under scrutiny after a former staffer to the defence minister alleged she was raped by a colleague in Parliament House. Brittany Higgins says she felt forced to choose between taking the matter to police or maintaining her employment. Ms. Higgins was 24 years old when the alleged assault occurred in March 2019. Last night, Ms. Higgins appeared on TENS The Project in an interview with Lisa Wilkinson.
I woke up mid-rape, essentially. He was sweaty. I couldn't get him off of me. At this point, I started crying.
What did you say to him?
I told him to stop.
Did he?
No.
ACT police say an investigation remains open if the complainant wishes to proceed. Protesters continue to gather demanding the release of Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who will remain in custody a further 2 days. It was believed she would be released on Monday, but her lawyer says she will remain in detention until Wednesday. Security forces in Myanmar deployed armoured vehicles in major cities 2 weeks after the military overthrew Suu Kyi's government and detained her on charges of illegally importing 6 walkie-talkie radios. Phil Robinson, the Deputy Director of Human Rights Watch's Asia Division, says the protests are likely to continue.
These people are not prepared to go back under military dictatorship. They've had 10 years enjoying greater civil and political liberties than their parents ever knew. And the young generation in particular is determined that the military will not succeed.
The United Nations Food and Agricultural Association and researchers from the University of Western Australia have identified more than 150 crop species that have the potential to help overcome global hunger and malnutrition. rice, wheat, and maize provide about 60% of the world's food energy intake. Experts say many edible and highly nutritious plant species that were once widely used have been neglected and underutilized. The UWA Institute of Agriculture Director Professor Kandambot Sadiq says in the Asia-Pacific region, more diverse crops could be the key to reversing high rates of malnutrition and hunger, especially in children.
So if you take, for example, our region, whether it is in Laos, Cambodia, Myanmar or Vietnam, all these places, it's largely rice. So the amount of protein and also the micronutrients in particular is very low. As a result, what we're seeing is the prevalence of stunting. Stunting means low height for an age, particularly in children, and wasting, low weight for height in the region remains very high.
And to tennis now. World number one Ash Barty is through to the Australian Open quarterfinals for the third straight year after thumping American Shelby Rogers in straight sets. Barty made a fast start and kept her cool after a mini-second set fight back from Rogers to secure the 6-3, 6-4 win in 71 minutes on Monday night. The 2019 French Open champion will meet Czech world number 27 Karolina Muchova on Wednesday for a spot in the semifinals. And for a look at today's weather. In Perth today, mostly sunny, 34 degrees. In Adelaide, a sunny day, 33. Mostly sunny in Melbourne, 31 degrees. Partly cloudy in Hobart today, 24 degrees. Similar in Canberra, 26. A few showers in Sydney today, 26 degrees. 25 in Newcastle, 28 in Brisbane with a shower or two. A shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin today, 31 degrees. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrich.